And now this is a dictation for Vicky, V as in Victor, I-C-K-I, Nuffer, S-N-U-F-F-E-R, January 27, 46, addressed as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Mrs. Nuffer, who has advanced renal failure. She has a total colectomy for Crohn's disease, has an ileostomy. There is hypertension in small kidneys, prior dialysis, last visit in October. Emergency room visit in the recent past for back pain towards the right side. Is my understanding negative CT scan for obstruction or stone? Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, presently no edema, ulcers, or discolor of the toes gangrene, presently no chest pain palpitation or syncope, no major dyspnea, although at the time of back pain there was a component probably of pleuritic discomfort, catching her breath that has resolved. Other review system is negative. She lives alone and takes care of herself. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the vitamin D-125. Takes no blood pressure medications, on cholesterol treatment, recently given Keflex for question UTI. She takes a number of medications that can affect central nervous system, including trazodone, Sanaflex, escitalopram, and Requit. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 176, blood pressure close to 120 over 92, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, oxygenation at 95% on room air. There is pulse in the 120s. I do not hear any localized RALS or pleural effusion or pericardial RAP. No evidence of gross ascites, edema, or focal deficit, decreased hearing, normal speech. She does have an ileostomy, no bleeding. Next paragraph, there was a CAT scan in the emergency room, reported as no kidney obstruction, no stones, the finding of a right-sided renal mass already documented a few years back. On the right-sided interpolar, P-O-L-A-R region, 1.6 centimeters, isodense. The right-sided ostomy, the chronic fluid field extraction on the presacral area, stable over time, a small right-sided pleural effusion and gallbladder stones without obstruction. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from the emergency room, February 12th. There is anemia 10.4, a normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine at 4.37, which has been progressive over the last 1 year, a normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis 17 with a high chloride 112, elevated calcium at 11 with a normal albumin. Liver function tests are not elevated, present GFR 10 stage 5, ProBNP in the 400s, normal light pace. No blood in the urine, 1 plus of protein, trace bacteria, positive leukocyte esterase, negative nitrates. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. No indication for dialysis today. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. She understands that she needs to prepare for this. She has been on dialysis before. She understands the need for an AV fistula. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Fistula takes 2-3 months to mature. With her abdominal surgery for Crohn's, peritoneal dialysis is not an indication. There might be an acute component for the renal abnormalities in relation to calcium. Procalcitonin is being decreased to 3 days a week only. Blood test to be monitored. Anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, metabolic acidosis exacerbated by ileostomy losses, presently no bicarbonate replacement, present sodium potassium is normal, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Prior secondary hyperparathyroidism, but at this moment, given high calcium, as indicated above, vitamin D decrease. She's known to have a small kidneys, worse on the right comparing to the left, 7.9 versus 10.3. At that time, without obstruction, the question mass on the right kidney, which is been for a few years, but might consider evaluation by urology. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months.